And we don't want a science teacher who's a really nice guy or a really nice lady to be a coach if they ain't a coach. We want them to be a good science teacher.
Parent leader Sam Radford blasting the policy. The agreement allows a certified school teacher with seniority to become a team coach, receiving a $7,000 stipend. Radford questions if those teachers are truly qualified to coach.
They've negotiated that right away and given that right to the union to decide that a teacher with 3 years experience and the most seniority gets to decide that they want to be the coach, and that's the determining factor. That's just unacceptable, and that's what needs to change. So that $7,000 stipend makes a difference for them. So if we take the stipend off the table, we can renegotiate this. So now, instead of talking about what was in the best interest of children, we're having a conversation about what's in the best interest of teachers. And what we want to do is get this conversation back to what's in the best interest of children, the coaches that are best for children, and the teachers should be focused on how they become better teachers in the classroom.
To say something like that is really pathetic.
Buffalo Teacher Federation President Phil Remore tells us there is a committee to make sure teachers are qualified to coach the sports teams.
Teachers don't teach just for the money. They do it because they love the sports and they want to help the kids. And for him to say something like that is a disgrace. He should be ashamed of himself. If the person's not doing the job, doing an adequate job, then the district can evaluate them, try to help them be a better coach. I haven't heard any complaints. Most of the kids that I know are really satisfied with their coaches.
Under the policy, Hutch Tech High School has replaced its retiring football coach. The new coach has a winning reputation, but players say they just learned of the change Monday. Player Xavion White-Bain says an assistant coach has been working with them, and he deserves the slot.
Our coach being taken from us is really like a father being ripped away from his family. Nick Todaro is a championship-winning coach. He already has won championships. To take him from this team, from the 3 years he has been preparing for this year, it just doesn't make sense. We all come from the lower communities, and he cares about us as men. He keeps us on the right track. He makes us focus on our grades to even play. He really does care about this team, and to rip him away from this team, that's just absurd, and I can't let it happen.
Parent David Bradshaw's son is a senior football player at Hutch Tech. He's not pleased with the coaching change.
And then it's not only just replacing the head coach position, but they took away the whole staff.
The parent organization indicated it might conduct a boycott of school sports, but then they said they will be outlining their agenda at an emergency meeting Monday night with parents. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.